Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to In the Kitchen with Tip and Riss, and happy Easter. This has been a great weekend. I made like a little weekend ode to Mars Hill College. If you are on our website and you saw the meal that corresponds with this episode today, you'll see that I made the spicy, sweet, sticky, stretchy noodles from Trader Joe's with some shaved beef. So anyway, once again, I will reiterate, when you hear this episode, it won't be Easter, it'll be past Easter, but happy Easter to everybody! Happy Resurrection. Resurrection! Happy Resurrection Sunday, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Everyone doing good. Cannot complain. It's been a really good Sunday.
Yeah. It has. It's been a really good weekend. It's been a great
weekend. It has. This has been a really good weekend.
Like, from the pool the other night, shout out to Nay. I think we should have done, like, some kind of, like, snippets or something.
Yeah.
Your place, like, to celebrate Leaps and Mounds. But we will. We'll do some content on your housewarming.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll pick it back up then. So, we're going to pick up, if you did not see our last episode or listen to our last episode on In the Kitchen, WTipRiss.com. See, I didn't do the WW, y'all. I'm getting better, guys. You will see that we were sent some questions that we all answered. So, we want to piggyback on that episode and answer some more questions just to make sure that everyone gets to know us, that you know who you're listening to, right?
Yeah, most definitely agree.
So one question that I got that was super interesting is, what will this podcast teach you all? I think that's like super, that's a loaded question. So, Riss, let's start with you.
What will the podcast teach me? I think the podcast will help me to open up more, have that platform to really just get it out, so, you know, others can maybe see that what I'm doing, you know, helps them maybe just a little bit, if possible. And then also just to make people feel happy and comfortable. I know we have events and stuff that we're going to be doing soon, and that we've already done. So, you know, really flourishing in that and just becoming a place where people can just feel comfortable, have good food, good drinks, and just laughter.
That's a great answer. Okay, so Nay from Nay's Corner. Shout out to Nay's Corner.
Let's see.
What is this podcast going to teach you, do you think? Or what do you hope to gain from it?
It's a lot of talent around in these rooms. So I just hope to, you know, continue to get a boost from everybody and what they got going on. Everybody has a goal and goals are pushing for it. So, it's like being in a motivated group, you know what I'm saying? Keeps you motivated, keeps you going.
Okay. I mess with it. Janae.
Mine would be coming out of my comfort zone. I think that's like the biggest one, in branching out, taking risks, doing new things that I really normally wouldn't do, because I would have never seen myself doing a podcast. So I think, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What will I take from this podcast, or what do I hope to gain from it? I hope to, number one, take away from it the ability to just be okay with being who I am. And what I hope to add to it is giving people the courage to just say, hey, it's okay being who I am, flaws and all. Like, half the people who are judging you don't even have their own stuff together, and they really probably think bad about themselves if they're judging. So, yeah. Anyway, that was my little tidbit. Tip's Corner. No, I'm joking. But, so in continuing with the how would this podcast teach you something, or if you can gain or attribute to the podcast. Comfort. What is comfort?
What is comfort?
Yeah. What is your definition of comfort?
Being in a place where, yeah, where there's peace, where I don't feel like I have to look around, or I don't feel paranoid, or I don't feel like something's out to get me. You know, I feel safe
and relaxed. Yeah, a safe space.
Drop where your guard a little bit.
Yeah, where you can just be yourself. No judgment.
That's real. So if comfort makes you feel comfortable, then how would you accept someone comforting you in a moment of, like, crises? Crises is for those who drink with their pinky out.
Crises, like, darling.
Because I'm sipping on my caramel macchiato.
Absolutely, darling. Yes.
Just divine.
No, but how would you like to be comforted? If comfort is supposed to make you feel like you are at peace, protected, then if you are, like, in a moment of crisis, like, how would you want to be comforted?
I'll go first. So for me, I'm using this podcast to open up. So I'm not a big talker when I'm going through things, but when I do open up, and people don't know exactly what to do, my thing is just to sit there, right? Just to know that your presence is there is bigger than you just not being there, yeah. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing for me. Or just shooting a text being like, hey, you know, I know you got stuff going on, but I just want to make sure that you know that I'm thinking about you. Yeah. Things like that. It's in the small things that I don't think a lot of people realize that are big things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would say just listening. Because sometimes you just want people to just sit there and listen, not really give their opinion or advice or suggestions. You just want them to listen.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, too, as well, for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nay's quarter?
I do like my alone time, you know, but, like, you know, I appreciate, like, random checkups for sure, like, give me my space, but, like, you know, definitely, you know, let me know, like, oh, you know, just, you know, the usual, if you need me, I'm here, as long as, you know, you let me know, in case I need you, be there, I'd be cool.
Yeah,
but I prefer to be by myself. I mean, every once in a while, if I wanted to, you know, step out, I would. But yeah.
No, I'm like a cross between you and Nate. Like, I prefer to be by myself, but I like, if someone's gonna reach out to me, like, make a joke. I like for things to be, like, I don't like
keep
really
it light.
Keep it light, and, like, I'm the, if someone's feeling a way, like, I try to be empathetic, but I try to, like, bring laughter into it, too. So maybe that's something I got to work on. Mm-hmm. But I don't like feeling, like, super, like, make a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
We aren't serious people, so I can see that.
But is that a bad thing? Is that a bad trait?
No. Because we're serious, but we're also not that serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I possibly couldn't sit beside you guys during the funeral.
The minute we made eye contact,
it's over. It's
what depends on whose funeral it is.
No, it depends, because if it's a little tacky, honey, it's done.
Especially if it's one of those funerals where they're, like, standing up.
Or if it's a person that you don't really know for real.
And they be having, like, random people.
You know, they have it where they stand them up.
They
put them on motorcycles. No, they put them on motorcycles and everything.
Yeah. Why do they do that? Leaving people in the caskets where they're supposed to be. Not on no motorcycle, you look crazy.
Honey, yes. And they do, and yes.
That's a lot of concern.
They had them in beds and everything. Y'all be seeing that on TikTok?
No.
They have dead people in beds. They have them in their feet. Like,
all my stuff is
but it's just like.
Yeah, it's kind of.
They're dead. I'm confused.
So why do all that dirt testing?
Sorry, all my stuff is surrounded around food.
So I mean, so this leads us into our third question of the night. Who are you? That's loaded.
That is loaded.
Yeah, somebody go first, please.
You go first.
No.
Because you ain't going first this whole time.
I don't know who I am.
I'm a lady of the night.
I might be a lady of the night. No, I'm not. No, I don't. I'm not a lady of the night. I really don't know who I am. I'm learning who I am. And that's crazy. And I'm excited about being who I am. Like, I know who I am today is somebody who, like, wants people to be in good spirits all the time. Like, I like bringing the fun and the joy and the connection of people and, like, you know, things like that. But to say I am Tiffany and I am blah, 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 I don't know who I am as of today right now.
I agree. I'm hoping that this whole move and being isolated and having to fend for myself and do for myself, which I've already been doing, you know, helps me identify who I am. Who knows?
I think it will, because I think it will, because you're being your own space and your own mindset, and that's where nothing else or nobody else can bother you, because that's your place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'll have no choice but to, you know,
decisions.
Yeah. And then just make sure you're just not trying to let what it is that you're trying to get away from into your private space. Because the minute you start to go back, then you're just going to revert back to your ways.
Just sitting with yourself is hard, but sit there.
Like, you're sitting by, look, girl. When I tell you, sitting there, I just be like, I could call so-and-so to come over. I could see this person. I could talk to that person. And then I'm just like, And then I'll be thinking about what they got versus what I got. I'll be like, then I'm going to have to take them home. Mm. You know what I mean?
Then I'm gonna have to take them home.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And I think about it now that I got it. I'm like, oh, ain't nothing worse than having to get up out of the comfort of your own spot.
Exactly.
To go take somebody. Yeah. I feel that, because I was that person for a long time, and I was like, damn, I really hate that. Sorry.
But I mean, it's different.
I done taken them home. I've gotten Ubers. Yeah, I've done a lot.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. Because that's, look, I'd be the type, if I don't move, I'll call you an Uber.
No, with gas, I'll be like, here's, what's the bus now?
It's a stop right
on
the street.
$4.25.
There should be one down the street.
Exactly.
It's about a 5-minute walk to the bus.
You might want to catch it now. I don't know when it's coming back around.
Like, go ahead.
I feel that.
Nay, do you know who you are?
I feel like I do a little bit more than what I used to. Because what I used to be is someone who was trying to please everybody. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm more focused on pleasing myself and doing things that I like to do. Mm-hmm. And trying to, you know, build my confidence and, you know, putting myself more out there.
That's good. Yeah. I wish I had little nails that clip.
Girl.
Please don't. Please don't.
I'd be clocking it.
Please don't. Marissa did that when she had the nails in. I almost cut all her nails off.
I'm not going to lie. I can't stand when they be tapping it and showing all
the nails. She got a lot of good
tap.
No.
Marissa taps on purpose and she just knows.
But it's also just like, I got a fidget.
Oh, I can't stand. Especially when you sit there doing all this. I like that. Why?
And she would have so much fun. I'm just looking over at her like,
it just sounds so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel it, but ooh, okay, Riz. Who are you, Riz?
I just think I'm a person that is figuring it out every day. Cause one thing I'm really figuring out is that if I really want to try something new, I'm gonna just do this. Yeah, I'm gonna just do this. So I'm just gonna do it. Definitely when it's like really heavy, I'm just like, dang. Like the next thing I want to do after car maintenance is tattoo. Like I'm gonna get me a tattoo machine and start practicing. Like, even if it's just small tattoos, start charging people for the little small name tattoos.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to let you do that on me. That's why you tattooed. What was Ever's first tattoo on my hair? I'm going to support you regardless. Yeah, and he did this tattoo on my leg. One on my back.
But, you know, it's all, you know, no one trusted me with the hair. Now I do everybody's.
I mean, my hair is, can grow back. The tattoo thing.
I mean, but I mean, you can cover a tattoo.
I know you can do it, but let me see you doing somebody else first.
Let's start with these Jews.
I let you do my hair first. So I can grab another opponent.
No, but starting with him might be a dope. Because people love henna.
And
I'll
let you
henna
me down.
There you go.
I'll
let
you own henna.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let
look you at that. Henna. Look at God. Yeah. And henna is probably a lot cheaper. And henna's
cheaper. I've always wanted henna. Yeah. I've never had henna on me before. Henna's cheaper.
And then that way I can really start practicing and with my, like,
yeah, your dexterity and stuff like that.
Is that the name of it? Dexterity? Sorry. Is dexterity, is that like what you do?
Yeah, when you, your dexterity, like how
I'm using both hands.
Yes, I'm doing this and being able to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like that's too. And then I'm also just a positive person. Like I really, life is always going to life. So why be down about it? You know,
you have no choice. Keep stepping.
And it is doesn't mean like it's not going to get bad. Of course, life is going to get bad. But just learn from those things, apply them, and just keep pushing. Because one thing in it, life ain't gonna stop for you, poo.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Sure that's a hard lesson. Mm-hmm. And be careful out here with your hearts. Ooh. I don't know where that came from, but be careful with your hearts.
No.
Like, don't settle.
No, that's real.
Put yourself through a whole bunch of battles that you really didn't even have to go through.
Even friendships, not just relationships, but friendships as well.
Facts.
Choose your friends because it's a lot of shady people out here, man.
And don't get caught up on everybody who's your cheerleader.
There you go. It sounds nice to have 15,000 fucking friends. Sorry for the language. But that many friends. But, like, you know, still reel it in. And you realistically only need, like, two or three.
Facts.
Like, every time I see new people, like, you're not my friend, but we cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with you a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to talk to you like that.
And I'd invite you in my space.
Yeah.
I was the queen of inviting people in my family's and my space.
Mm-hmm. See, now my brother is the type. He always bring everybody over to the family.
Yeah, but come on. So what you living up?
But now you know, like, it's a sacred thing. You don't want to just open that up to anybody.
Yeah, because everybody doesn't deserve access to your space. Energy is real.
Mm-hmm. Energy is real. Very real.
Like, super real.
Yeah, most definitely agree.
So do you say things to yourself that are negative that you're trying to stop saying? Or maybe you don't even realize that they're negative when you say them, but now that I've asked the question, it's like, maybe that is negative.
Like, do I struggle with saying negative things to myself?
Yeah. What's something negative? You're like, fucking. What's something negative that you say to yourself?
I think mine would apply to everything that, like, I'm trying to do. Just when I make small mistakes, like, I know I shouldn't have made it, but I did it anyways. Mm-hmm. So then I beat myself up about that, and then when I beat myself up about the small mistakes, then for some reason I get in a deep hole and I get really, and I start to mess up on the really, or overthink or whatever it's called, on the big mistakes. So then now I'm really honing in, like, damn, like, I'm fucking up. Sorry, I'm cussing so many times. It was only like two times, but come back. It's a work in progress.
The message over.
It's the passion, baby.
Yeah, no, okay. For real. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about what you said. Yeah, it was powerful.
But, that's one. Those are just a couple of things that I'm for sure am beating myself up with. And then also just feeling like I'm not, still not doing enough. Like, what do you I'm think not you pushing should be myself. Doing? I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm pushing myself to the point where I can be pushing myself. Like, I'm most definitely holding myself back. And something, a conversation that I actually had with my boss, that he had with me and another coworker, he was saying that, you know, he recognizes our talent and everything, but he felt like we were holding back. And I felt like if somebody else can see that I'm holding back and as I'm already having that conversation or having that thought in the back of my head, it must be true.
It just not come out there.
Yeah.
Confirmation.
Yeah, that I was like, I needed that. So I just feel like, and that was a while ago, and more so towards dancing, but, you know, I still don't even feel like I'm pulling my full potential with that either. I just feel like, I don't know, I may be juggling too much, so I can't figure out which one to focus on, or I'm trying to focus on everything. I know.
So how do you feel like you're going to get a hold of the reins on that confusion about that situation as far as
focusing? As of right now, I genuinely don't know.
Okay, and that's okay. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
It's just, I guess, trial. I just got to try things out.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to, like, keep up with, you know, writing stuff down. I'm finally getting to the point where I'm putting stuff in the calendar. But, mm-hmm. you know, everything's a work in progress. So,
yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Nay.
I guess mine was also kind of aligned with Marissa's as well. And then me just thinking that, you know, I guess what I've done is not enough and that I could be doing more. And then me from, I'm like a perfectionist. So everything has to be perfect because it's always, oh, this could have been better. This could have been better. But then it was fine.
Yeah.
It just, it is what it is. And then you just know for next time. But yeah, that's one of mine. Hmm. Being a perfectionist.
Good.
I'm like, you didn't want to get too
I feel like, yeah, I think aligns with everybody else, like, you know, but I feel like everybody's a hard critic on themselves, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what they say, you are your worst critic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, so I feel like everybody, you know, critiques themselves a little bit harder. than probably what they should. But no, I feel that, no. Because honestly, I feel like I don't critique myself hard enough. So, you know, I deal with a lot of delays, I would say. I feel like I always tell everybody I'm a late bloomer with everything. Because I feel like everything I could have already. I watched this video recently and it was saying, like, you know, sometimes that blessing was there. All you had to do was walk through that door. For some reason, you walked past it and you just missed it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it's like, it was like, it's not like it wasn't there for you. It was there for you, but you were doing what you wanted to do. So,
yeah, so you missed the door.
Yeah, so you missed your door. And you just got to keep on continuing on till you get to your next door.
Thanks.
And I feel like I've passed a lot of doors that I could have, you know, definitely opened and went in. And, you know, we're gonna work through that. We're going to work on that.
That was really good.
That was good.
My nails.
We're clocking it, by the way.
Negative self-talk. In full transparency, every morning when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, your waist isn't small anymore. But then I look at myself, I'd be like, but you're still pretty. So I'd be like, okay. So, and then another negative self-talk I do, I'd be like, yo, like, you really could be doing way more. Like, there's people, like, even hearing that my friend of a long time got married, that really sunk in my stomach the other day. And not probably necessarily because we could have been anything. I mean, we did have, like, the best relationship that you would on paper say was a good, like, relationship if we had taken that leap. But I don't think we would have been. I don't think that's who God had for me. But on the second hand, it was more so even just a gut wrencher because it's like, dang, well, I'm 45, about to be 46. No dudes talk to me. Like, I look at all my brothers and sisters, they have offspring. I come home and it's just me. And which is a gift. And I mean, it feels good, but so that'd be my negative self-talk. Like, oh, but I think it'd be like, I think I can do more and I'm going to continue to preach to myself that I can do more being by myself than trying to balance a relationship and trying to figure that out too, because I don't think I've ever done any really fulfilling things in my life that I can do now that I don't have no negative intent to. If that makes sense. Our last question tonight is going to be, what would you say to your younger self? My heart is fluttering.
Let's start with Janae. One of the Janae's. Well, what would I tell my younger self? To enjoy life more. Because I was like, I spent so much time, I guess, making sure like my future was okay, that I kind of, I mean, I still, in my younger self, we still have, I still had like fun and everything, but I still made sure everything was still put together.
Yeah.
So just live life more.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
I think that would be a super.
Say no. I'm still learning to say no to this day. Ooh, to this day, I fight that daily battle. And one day, I'm gonna get it. But to say no early on, so you still not dealing with this going into whatever grown age I'm going into. But you know, say no. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. And I'm still working on it. Will I say it? Probably not. But I'm still working on it, you know.
And that's admirable to even say that you may or may not, because people hold themselves to a standard that I feel like they can't always achieve, and it like brings them down. You know what I'm saying?
People pleasing is kind of like a blessing and a curse, you know.
It's like holding you to a thing. It's holding you like this. Your hands are tied.
Yeah.
When you're pleasing people, they don't even know what they want.
In fact, it's either you or them. And then, let's say you helping them out, you stressed out and you got so much going on, but they so focused on you doing or being around for them, they don't really care. You finna blow your top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the question?
So, Tiff, what about you? You said
so.
What? Your younger self.
Oh, to my younger self. I was like,
yo, I totally forgot. But we're here. And seen.
What I would say to my younger self is like, yo, walk with confidence. Do not care what people say. Because at the end of the day, God is in everything, and you are here to please him and him only. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, the way I look, maybe I am bloated one day. Maybe I did gain too much weight. So what? But just make sure you do the best you can every day and don't beat yourself up. I would tell myself, like, walk through those halls in high school with confidence, because I used to, like, really be, it was bad. But anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for opening up.
For me, for my younger self, I would just tell me to, I don't know, like, maybe just keep my head up, you know, find your way to the good life, and just, you know, speak your mind, say what it is that people need to hear, regardless of it, if they want to hear it or not. Because not everybody out here is telling the truth, and that's where this world is getting messed up. Ain't nobody telling nobody the truth about how they really are. And now the circle is tight. So you can't answer the questions, you can't be here. I'm so sorry. You can't take the heat. I mean, because I want the same in return. Like, tell me when I'm wrong, because I don't want to go out here looking stupid. At the end of the day, we all have to take accountability for something. So, you know, take accountability, you know, stay lighting it up.
That's what you would say to young Riss?
Yes. Oh. So, yeah. Wait for that in your future.
All right, so thank you all. This was another session of In the Kitchen with Tip and Riss. I had fun tonight. What about you guys?
Yeah. I learned some things.
Yes. We're already stepping into our What Is This Podcast Teaching You era, right? So, I mean, we're going to thank God today for it being Resurrection Sunday. Let's all make sure that he is the intercessor. And we can intercess for each one. We can always pray for one another as we're on this journey of trying to be better people. Make sure you go on inthekitchenwtipris.com. You can see the events that we have coming up. We are going to do a murder mystery whodunit, the case of the nefarious Nectar. I know you want to be part of that. I know you do. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you join our newsletter so that we can send you the information. You can get on the early mailing list for the ticket purchases. So, or purchasing ticket. However, to buy tickets. Right, so anyway, thank you all. We love you all. This is In the Kitchen with Tip and Riss, where we want to share good eats, good vibes, and good messages and good motivation. Until next time, happy Easter.
Yeah, we're out.